The new report, Wildlife in a Warming World, Confronting the Climate Crisis, says climate change is the greatest threat to wildlife this century. Animals living in the changing biosphere are adapting, migrating to new habitat, or facing extinction. National Wildlife Federation climate change scientist Dr. Amanda Stout is the report's lead author.
Climate change is changing the landscape, the habitat conditions to which wildlife have been adapted to for hundreds, thousands of years. And this means that they're confronted with all sorts of new challenges. In some cases, it means that they don't have any suitable habitat anymore, particularly for species that maybe live already at the top of mountains and it's getting warmer and they have nowhere to go, or species that live near in the Arctic, where again, as it gets warmer, as we have less sea ice, they don't have any good alternatives. In other cases, it means that the food sources for species are going to be harder to find, or that various pests or diseases are going to become more prevalent. So all of these things are creating a much more challenging landscape for many of our favorite species.
National Wildlife Federation New Hampshire wildlife biologist Eric Orff, who contributed data to the report, says a primary example of affected wildlife is one of the animals emblematic to New England.
Certainly it's going to impact some species far more than others, and that's what we're finding here in the Northeast. My observations, and based on nearly 40 years of observing wildlife in New Hampshire, is probably right now the moose is the greatest impact. In fact, over the last 6 or 7 years, the moose population in New Hampshire has declined some 40%, largely because of stress on the moose from a warming environment.
The report offers solutions to prevent a worst-case scenario, which would see the extinction of half of our wildlife species. The biggest challenge, according to Natural Resources Council of Maine Executive Director Lisa Pullman, is getting policies in place that reverse climate change.
This is something that we are causing. There are two major emitters of carbon pollution, and one is our cars and one is our energy power plants. Both of those things are so ingrained in how we're doing business and how we're living our lives in the world that it's very challenging to change the paradigm. But we have to start thinking about doing something different about energy. The EPA is starting to work towards the first ever limit on carbon emissions for new power plants. It's something that we really need Congress to stand behind and not try to undermine. And what we really need to be doing is putting those kinds of emission limits on our current power plants. There's wind power, there's solar power, there's the possibility of clean biofuel. We've just got to start moving in that direction.
Biologist Eric Orff notes that even if some of the solutions are immediately put in place, it will take time to recover from climate change effects that are already occurring.
If we were able to immediately switch off the carbon switch, because of the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, our Earth is going to warm significantly, even if we acted today. So we need to adapt to a changing environment. We need to help fish and wildlife adapt to a changing environment. You know, we're looking down the road at a different New England, a different New Hampshire, a different Maine. We certainly would like at the federal level there to be a significant shift in energy policies.
Much of the science in the report is drawn from data being gathered for the National Climate Assessment. A link to the report is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.